from North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, April 30th. Homelessness policy became the talk of the nation last week as the Supreme Court began reviewing a case that could define how cities respond to people living on the street. But as NSPR's Alex Stutson reports, it'll be a while before a decision is reached.
The Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the case City of Grants Pass v. Johnson last week. It questions whether municipalities can fine and jail people for sleeping on public property if they have nowhere else to go. Now, the court justices are entering a period of review.
They will gather and they will have some conversation about it. Somebody will be assigned to take a stab at writing an opinion.
That's Adam Murray, CEO of the Los Angeles nonprofit law firm InterCity Law. He says other justices may write their own opinions before entering the next stage of the process.
And they will weigh in on one another's opinions and reshape what it is, with the ultimate goal of trying to get, you know, at least the majority of the court to agree on an opinion.
The decision will take time and is expected to be finalized in June. If the ruling stays, municipalities won't be allowed to fine or otherwise criminalize the act of sleeping on public property if there aren't shelter beds available. If overturned, it could allow local governments to raise penalties and continue what Murray calls harmful practices. The city of Chico voiced support for the overturning of the Grants Pass v. Johnson case last year, alongside many municipalities across the country. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
Starting Wednesday, Lassen, Modoc, and Plumas County residents will be required to carry permits before doing any residential burning. That's according to a press release from CAL FIRE's Lassen-Modoc unit. Previously, only residents in CAL FIRE's state responsibility area needed to possess these permits. However, the agency reports that it is now cooperating with local fire departments so that all residents will need a permit before burning. The new rules exclude the cities of Susanville and Alturas, which have their own permits. No burning is allowed within the city of Portola. Also, Caltrans officials say they are making progress toward reopening Highway 70 through the Feather River Canyon, but more work still needs to be done. The section of road between Jarbo Gap and the Greenville Y has been closed since January following a series of rock slides. A Caltrans spokesperson told NSPR yesterday morning that the agency has removed all debris from two blockages, but more work is needed to clear a third section near Cresta and to repair paving. They added it's not certain when the route will reopen, but it's likely traffic will have at least single-lane passage soon. Former Chico Mayor Randall Stone was hospitalized after being hit by a car Saturday. Stone wrote on his Facebook page that he was crossing the street at a crosswalk at Warner and Big Chico Creek. He added that he had to be flown by helicopter to UC Davis to be treated for his injuries. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, a suspect was booked into the Butte County Jail on suspicion of a felony DUI, causing bodily harm on that date. That arrest took place in the area and around the same time where Stone was hit. And moving to state news, California health officials announced the state had reached a groundbreaking deal to get a 40% discount on naloxone. That's the drug often called by its brand name Narcan that can reverse an opioid overdose. Elizabeth Landsberg is director of the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. She says this deal allows the state to stretch its opioid settlement money much further.
By getting this lower price, we are making the financial savings and able to use our dollars to buy more product, which of course is ultimately very much about saving lives.
The discount will allow the state to purchase 3.2 million packs instead of 2 million. Officials say the nasal spray will continue to be distributed throughout organizations and schools for free, and now will also extend to businesses at a discount price of $24 per pack. The FDA approved Narcan to be sold over-the-counter last year. The two-dose packs can be found at Target and other stores for $44. And finally, a federal program that has helped millions of Californians afford internet expires today. CalMatters tech reporter Kari Johnson has more on the end of the Affordable Connectivity Program and the Californians most likely to be affected.
Since 2021, the Affordable Connectivity Program has given California participants between $30 and $75 a month to put toward their internet bill. That makes a big dent in a state where the average cost of home internet is $83 a month, according to a 2023 California Department of Technology survey. Alfredo Camacho lives in the small central coast town of Guadalupe with his three daughters.
Being a single father, $30 goes a long way.
He says he's been able to put the savings toward essentials like groceries instead. Camacho needs Wi-Fi so he can look for jobs and his three girls can do their homework. Now he's not sure he'll be able to afford it without a subsidy. The digital divide is biggest for Latino households, people who live in rural areas, and low-income households, according to the Department of Technology survey. Roughly 3 million Californians depend on the program, which is set to end because Congress didn't renew funding for it.
That was CalMatters' Kari Johnson. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, April 30th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Noor Grove.